Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. Last year, we awarded more than $15 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults just like you. Discover how we can make your education and your goals for the future a reality. Visit us at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
The ML Sports Platter is back with you all over the major platforms like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, as well as Stitcher, Deezer, the Podbean app, YouTube, and Tumblr. We are presented by Rosie's Corner, Empower Federal Credit Union, Bryant and Stratton College, and our great, great friends at Sit Means Sit Syracuse. If you're in and around the greater Central New York area, bring your pup to Sit Means Sit, an official sponsor of the ML Sports Platter. They are doing private classes right now following all the COVID-19 protocols. And oh, by the way, they do accept every pup, behavior, and breed. Bring your dog to Sit Means Sit Syracuse, the number one dog training in Central New York. A big tip of the cap thank you as well to the Vince Aguirre Consulting Group, Camille's Golf Club, and Welch and Company Jewelers. Visit welchjewelers.com. For more information, awesome rings, watches, you name it, they've got it. Welch & Company Jewelers, welchjewelers.com, the official jewelry store of the ML Sports Platter. Well, if we get it in, let's talk some baseball, right? I mean, this is going to be a very, very strange year. 60 games, 102 games less than, you know, normal. The universal DH, which I'm fine with, starting a runner in extra innings at second base, which I am absolutely, absolutely not a fan of. But they're going to try to be a little gimmicky and, you know, see how it goes. I think that's a little too gimmicky. But I'm going to do a couple different things during this podcast. I'm going to give you my division winners. I'm going to give you my pennant winners. I'm going to give you, you know, obviously the wild cards. I'm going to give you an MVP in each league and a Cy Young in each league. I just think those are the more important awards. I'm not going to get into Silver Sluggers and Rookie of the Year and those. No disrespect to a lot of those awards, but I just think the MVP and Cy Young are for sure, you know, the main deals. And then I'm going to give you, you know, obviously the World Series winner. And, you know, thoughts on each team and kind of go around the leagues a little bit and just kind of throw an MLB preview, you know, in and around 30 to 40 minutes. Let's start with the East in the American League. You know, the Red Sox are obviously a very changed team, you know, trading Mookie Betts and David Price out to LA, and we'll get to the Dodgers in a little bit. you know, Toronto, young club. I love the core there with Gavin Biggio and Vlad Guerrero Jr., Dante Bichette, Dante Bichette's kid, Bo Bichette. I love that group. There's more coming. I think Toronto, Baltimore, Boston, they all lack a lot of pitching. Tampa and the Yankees are loaded with pitching. You know, the Yankees pick up Gerrit Cole. Paxton appears to be healthy. In fact, Aaron Boone says that everybody's healthy right now. So, I mean, if you got Stanton and you've got Judge and you've got Hicks and you've got Paxton, you know, the Yankees are loaded. Right now, they're a machine. There's never been a time the last 20, I would say 15 to 20 years, probably going back to 01 when the Yankees lost to the Diamondbacks in seven of the World Series, where the Yankees were more primed to win, you know, where they've knocked on the door more and more. Even in 01, they were primed to win, but they ran into Schilling and Johnson, taxing year with 9-11, etc. They probably shouldn't have gotten out of the, you know, the series with Oakland, but Jeter bails them out with a flip play. You know, they lost the first two games of that series and then won the next three. They had to go to Oakland and win two and then win game five back home, and then Jeter did it again in the stands. But, you know, they've knocked on the door. I mean, because even back then, the Yankees were kind of coming to the end of the dynasty. You could see it. And once they were going to lose, you kind of knew that George Steinbrenner was going to go out and sign bad. I mean, he's just going to make bad decisions, and they were just going to go spend money on guys who ended up being worthless. And they did that for years. And that's really what cost them not winning for another 8 years until 09 rolled around. And they dropped $435 million on Burnett and Sabathia and Teixeira to add to, you know, Johnny Damon, Matsui, Jeter, Moe, and Posada and the like. But I think, you know, the Yankees are going to win the division. I do think, though, that it's going to be neck and neck with Tampa. I think Tampa, you know, they're locked and loaded in terms of the arms, super stacked. I mean, you've got a great manager in Kevin Cash. You're led by Blake Snell and Charlie Morton at the top of the rotation. The bullpen seems to be pretty good. The question becomes, where do you get offense? You know, I'm not really sure if they can consistently score, and that's been kind of my MO on the Rays for a long, long time. You know, I mean, do you get excited over, you know, G-Man Choi? How many times can you get bailed out by Kevin Kiermaier? You know, how many hits can you get from Zunino and Perez at the catcher position? I just think they're losing a lot. I love Austin Meadows, but I just don't know where the offense is. And meanwhile, in New York, forget about it. I mean, you know, there's no out that's easy in the lineup from DJ LeMahieu to Judge to Stanton to Hicks to, you know, all the way on down. And Brett Gardner still got a little bit left in the tank. And, you know, Gary Sanchez. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I think with the offense and with the starting pitching, Cole leading the way, you got some depth now finally because you have an ace. You can go Tanaka and you can go Pax and you can kind of line some people up. Because you have Cole, offense is lights out. Bullpen led by Adovino and Chapman and company and Canely and the likes of Chad Green. I'll go with the Yankees in the East. In the Central, I like the balance, versatility, and depth of the Minnesota Twins. Cleveland, you know, again, Corey Kluber now in Texas. You got Frankie Lindor, pretty good lineup still. They'll probably go head-to-head as well. But I just like what, you know, Minnesota's done. Rocco Baldelli is a big-time motivator as manager. You know, you've got a really good lineup full of lefties and righties. you know, you can't sleep on the pitching as well. They're going to throw Odorizzi out there. Who's pretty good. You know, you add Tyler Clippard there recently. Jose Berrios has got a lot, you know, I think left. And they've had a couple of really good off seasons. If you think about who they've picked up, and I still expect Miguel Sano and Byron Buxton to have a lot in the tank. Nelson Cruz is still a guy who can hit the ball out of the ballpark pretty regularly. I love Josh Donaldson. I've always liked him as a player. Huge addition there. Marwin Gonzalez was picked up, you know, in the last offseason. I think Minnesota's really, really good. They won 101 games last year. Give me the Twinkies in the Central. In the West, interesting here because the hot pick is Oakland. Oakland's always a hot pick until they shit the bed again in the playoffs. But I'm going to go with Houston in this division because I think they're still roster-wise better than everybody else in the division. I would love to see the Angels with Trout and Shohei Ohtani and company to win that division. You've got Texas with a new ballpark. They're feeling pretty good with Kluber. Not that the ballpark means anything because of no fans. The Mariners are a dumpster fire. But Houston's lineup, I think, is top to bottom better than everybody else is still in the West. A, B, even without Gerrit Cole, you've got some major, major pitchers, including Verlander. We'll see how long he can hold up in the upper 30s age bracket now. But lineup-wise, Altuve, Bregman, Correa, this is still a Springer. This is still a very, very good Houston team. And by the way, This team has benefited more than anybody in professional sports not playing, because all the, you know, the chit-chat and people crushing them and radio shows, you know, the boo birds and all the rest. I mean, you know, COVID, you know, the guys got pulled off the field. And so Houston, you know, we've been all quarantined up and all the rest. And, you know, the Houston thing kind of just died. It kind of got shut down after it was after the suspensions and then the firings within the walls by Houston. And, you know, and if we can get a baseball season, I just look at this whole thing and they're not going to have fans. At home, it wouldn't have mattered. On the road, it would have mattered. They're not going to have to deal with the Bluebirds. They're going to be able to put a box together and get inside that box and focus 110% on baseball. You got Jeff Luhnow not out there anymore as a GM. AJ Hinch, the manager, not there anymore. I think Houston wins the division. I really do. I think it could be a push by Oakland. Again, would love to see the LA Angels do something. I think Seattle's a non-factor. I think Texas will end up being a non-factor because of the pitching. I mean, after Kluber, I just don't see them having enough. The A's will push them. But the Angels are the team I really, really would love to see them make a major, major, major move here. I just don't think they have the arms. I don't think they have the horses. You know, Julio Teheran in the rotation is probably the best pitcher, and that's just not good. They've got a recent injury, short and long-term injury history with Dylan Bundy. Andrew Haney's always hurt. The rotation for the LA Angels, they spent all this money on every player, but they've not fixed the pitching. And that's why they just can't keep up with anybody. You've got the now bad Albert Pujols contract. I love Brian Goodwin. I love Justin Upton. Shohei Ohtani. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. They pick up Anthony Rendon in the offseason. They should have put the money towards pitching. They should have broken the bank for Gerrit Cole. They should have broken the bank the year before for Patrick Corbin. Somebody, anybody. You know, and instead, they go out and get kind of mid-level to low-level guys who are injured in the rotation. And the lineup's really, really good. But you can't win 10-8 every night. And for sure, in the postseason, you can't win that way every game as well. So give me the Yankees, Twins, and Astros as your division winners. My wild cards, I'm going to take the Rays for the reason that I mentioned in terms of them with the pitching. And I'm going to go Oakland. Obviously, the Oakland A's, very, very good team. They've got some major prospects who are ready to hit the stage here. You've got some top young arms. Look out for Jesus Luzardo and A.J. Puk. Those guys are very, very good. There's interesting storylines across the board in Oakland. They are poised and ready to push to try and win a pennant. But again, it seems like we find ourselves saying this every single year. But I will take them as a wild card team. Again, I like the overall roster. I think they've got some pretty good things going on. Sean Manea, pitching. You've got those prospects I mentioned. They've got a pretty good bullpen. They got versatility coming out there. And the lineup is awesome. I mean, the lineup is great. You've got hitting for average and power. You know, you're led by Marcus Semien. You've got Matt Chapman. They've got some guys who can hit it out of the ballpark and hit for average. Stephen Piscotty. So I like this Oakland A team. Chris Davis, of course, one of the best players in the American League. I just don't think overall roster-wise they're good enough to outlast Houston. Meanwhile, I have Francisco Lindor of the Cleveland Indians, the shortstop. Who knows? Would they trade him this year? Again, I don't see a lot of trades happening because of COVID in 2020. Maybe they will move him. Maybe they'll move him in the trade deadline of 2021. But I think Lindor has a huge year. I mean, I think even Cleveland not winning the division and Minnesota winning, I think I'm going to go with Francisco Lindor to win the MVP. This guy's a switch-hitting shortstop. Probably still doesn't get the credit he deserves for the player he is. Five-tool player, great around the bag at second, you know, with double plays and the like. His glove is incredible. Hits for average and power. I go Frankie Lindor to win the MVP in the American League on a Cleveland team that, man, their window there, jeez, you know, a few years back, 2017, you know, they were up a couple games on the Yankees. They've had power pitching. I mean, Kluber and Carrasco and Clevinger and so many arms in Cleveland, and they've had this window. Terry Francona, a guy who, you know, one of the best managers in the game, they've had a window, and they haven't gotten it done. You know, Shane Bieber last year wins the MVP in the All-Star game at home. They've had a lot of great pitchers, a terrific lineup, and They just have not been able to get it done. You know, Jose Ramirez and Santana, Lindor. I think Lindor, I'm going to give him the MVP here in my predictions. And then for Cy Young, I'm going to go Blake Snell. I'm going to take him at the Cy Young post there to win it, leading one of the best stabs in baseball in the American League. Let's hit the National League now. Is there anybody else to take in the West besides the Dodgers? But let's go in order. Let's go in order. It's just so easy to jump to the Dodgers in the National League. But let's go in the East. Give me the Atlanta Braves. I'm going to go Atlanta. I've loved this team for a couple of years. I love their farm system. The 30-man roster taking shape is probably going to look like, you know, Josh Tomlin, Kyle Wright could appear. I know Mark Bowman had that piece on MLB.com. This roster is really good. The Atlanta Braves are poised and ready to make noise. They have been poised and ready to make noise. If you ask me the player I want for the next 5 to 10 years in Major League Baseball, all of Major League Baseball, I know there's a lot of hot commodities, I'm taking Ronald Acuna Jr. This guy is absolutely special. He's going to win multiple MVPs before he's done. They're loaded. I mean, the Braves' offense is loaded. The outfield, deep, superior to so many others in baseball. Locked, loaded, versatile, balanced, ready to roll, hit for average and power. You've got Inciarte and Duvall and Nick Markakis and Ozuna and Austin Riley. But then you're topped by Ronald Acuna Jr., one of my favorite players in baseball. You've got in the infield, you're stacked. You know, you go Dansby Swanson and Freddie Freeman at first base, who I think is building a Hall of Fame career. Go look at the numbers. Ozzie Albies, who's terrific as well. And you've got Adeni Echevarria, who's a veteran guy. The catchers, you're deep with Flowers and Darnold. And look, the pitching is going to be better this year. You've got Mike Foltynewicz there. You know, you've added some bullpen pieces the last couple of years. Mark Melancon is still there. Darren O'Day. You've got Will Smith and Soroka and Kyle Wright. I'm telling you, they got arms galore, and there's more coming in Atlanta. I think it's going to be a little difficult, too, for the Nats to, you know, it's always hard when you win the World Series. We haven't had a repeat World Series champion since 2000, and it's also hard to win the division again. So I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves to win the NL East. Let's go Brew Crew for the NL Central. Obviously, this has been one of the tighter divisions in recent memory. Cubs, Cardinals, Milwaukee. The Cardinals won it last year, obviously. Yelich going down with the injury did not help the cause, but he appears to be very, very healthy. The Brewers did get a wild card last year. A lot of people like the up-and-coming Reds. I think the Pirates will be a non-factor. We're still waiting to see if the Cubbies can kind of continue some success with, you know, the likes of that core that won the World Series in 2016. Joe Maddon now out managing the LA Angels of Anaheim. But look, while I like the Cardinals and the Cardinal way and the like and the Cubs with those great, great players, who I think have a lot still left in the tank. I mean, you know, a lot was made of the Cubs winning the World Series. And, oh, there's going to be a dynasty. Here we go. You don't win it for 108 years, and all of a sudden you win a World Series on the north side, and everybody's trying to create a dynasty. And they still had some pretty successful seasons afterward. And people just, you know, lose their minds. Well, yeah, but they win the World Series in 2016. It's like, folks, you can't win it every year. I like Milwaukee's roster best, and really that's the theme to my preview. I mean, when I look at roster A to Z, the roster for the Brewers to me is slightly superior to the Cubs, to the Cardinals. It's vastly superior to the Pirates, and it's superior to the Reds as well, and it's led by Kristen Yelich, a guy who is one of the best guys and players in Major League Baseball, you know, right now, and I just love, you know, what he's been able to do. He is fantastic for the game. I mean, absolutely fantastic. And give me Kristen Yelich and the Brewers. A lot of pitching there as well. And they've done some great things in Milwaukee. And that's a blue-collar, very, very underrated. I mean, vastly underrated fan base. And so I am going to go with the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. In the West, I'm going to go with the LA Dodgers, obviously. There is no one else to pick. And there is no team that is more ready to win in baseball than the LA Dodgers. Who in the world wants to face that lineup? Justin Turner and Bellinger and Mookie Betts. Yes, remember in quarantine that Mookie Betts is an LA Dodger? Lineup stacked. Lineup is absolutely stacked. They are going to be incredibly difficult to beat. They've got
They've got speed. They've got power. They hit for average. They've got Walker Buehler at the top of the rotation. Clayton Kershaw. They've got a tremendous bullpen. Not tremendous. They suffered last year, but I think it'll be better this year. It's just a tremendous roster is what I'm really getting at. And frankly, I would love to see a Dodger Brewer NLCS. That's not what I'm picking, but I'd love to see it because, I'd love to see Josh Hader go up against Bellinger, you know, in the ninth inning or something with a game on the line. And Milwaukee's pitching staff, yeah, maybe they'll have, you know, enough arms to keep up with LA. But, man, roster-wise, top to bottom, zero chance. I'm serious. I give it zero chance that the Dodgers would miss the playoffs. I mean, this is a 106-win team last year, and they added Mookie Betts and David Price. This roster it's stupid how loaded they are. And, you know, rotation-wise, you've got Buehler, you've got Alex Wood, you've got Urias, you've got some major players there in the Dodger system. A lot more help coming. You do lose Hyun-Jin Ryu, who's now in Toronto with the Blue Jays. He'll have to face the Yankees lineup quite often. But man, Walker Buehler and the arms they've got here with Urias and company, bullpen guys. You can throw David Price at either spot, back into the rotation or bullpen. You've got Joe Kelly. You've got Kenley Jansen. You know, you've got pitchers, Pedro Baez, Dustin May, really deep in the rotation, really deep in the bullpen, really deep in the order. I mean, the lineup is just incredible. I mean, the lineup's incredible. You've got three or four guys who would win the MVP. You know, Mookie Betts, MVP candidate. Cody Bellinger, MVP candidate. You add depth and great fielders like Chris Taylor and A.J. Pollock and Jack Peterson in the outfield. I mean, that's unbelievable. Corey Seager could win an MVP one day. How about the youngsters? I mean, they're young, too. I mean, you know, you add, you know, Gavin Lux is not even 23. The depth in the infield is crazy. Justin Turner, Rio, Seager, Muncy, Lux, Enrique Hernandez. They're expecting big things out of all these guys. And the Dodgers are just far and away, to me, the best roster in baseball, best roster in the National League. Wild cards, I'm going to go Nats and Phillies. So that gives you three teams out of the National League East to make the postseason. I think the Nats will come up back a little bit. It's only normal. I don't think they'll win the division. But I'll give them it a wild card. Really great roster still, obviously. You're led by Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin with a rotation. And you just can't get enough of Juan Soto right now. You can't get enough of Trey Turner. You can't get enough of those young guys in Washington. So I'll take Washington as a wild card in the bullpen last year. Really surprised people. And remember, they went 19-31 last year and came back and won the World Series. You go 19-31 this year, it ain't going to happen. You know, you're done. 60-game season. And I'm going to go to the Phillies. A little surprise here. You add Didi Gregorius. You add Joe Girardi. I think Bryce Harper's going to have a big year. So give me the Phillies as the other wild card team. And that leads me to the championship series. I'm going to go New York Yankees over the Oakland A's in the AL. I'm going to go to the Dodgers over the Braves in the National League. And the World Series champion is the LA Dodgers over the New York Yankees. And by the way, my MVP in the National League is going to be Bryce Harper. My Cy Young winner is going to be Walker Buehler of the National League. So there's a little quick, you know, baseball preview. You know, look, I'm with Rob Parker of Fox Sports. You know, we have to embrace this. It's a 60-game season. I do not care. I could not care less about how many games. I don't care about if somebody hits 400. I don't care if, you know, I don't care. I don't care. Give me the games. Give me the games in a safe way. Give me the universal DH. Couldn't care less about the abnormal, inserted into the abnormal. I'm wicked bummed out, though, that baseball has the black mark yet again. Rob Manfred is commissioner. He's just been a total disaster. He's been a total clown. The players and owners fighting with one another over dollars. You know, who's going to pick up the quarter off the floor, as Joe Castellano told me yesterday on the podcast. They look foolish. Even if they can pull off this season, they look like idiots. They look like selfish morons. And even if this season can get pulled off, ladies and gentlemen, we know that upcoming there will be, in fact, a CBA where they're going to get right back in the boardrooms and they're going to fight again. And baseball just can never figure it out. 81, 94, fighting over money in a freaking pandemic. I almost feel like baseball was, you know, arguing extra just to argue. Like, oh, well, hey, you know, maybe the owners and players got in a room and the league head, the players association head said, oh, hey, you know, we already said that, you know, you already gave, you know, told us that you were going to give us half. Now you're changing it. But you know what? We got the CBA coming up. Maybe Rob Manfred or a couple of owners, you know, and we might as well just fight now, right? We might as well just fight extra right now because that's coming up. That's what it feels like. And it just really, it really pissed me off. And it really pissed a lot of other people off. In fact, these owners and these players fighting, Blake Snell's comments early about, you know, wanting to play as long as, you know, or not wanting to take a pay cut, but, you know, saying basically that, you know, he would play only if it's safe and changing his words around. I mean, it's either you did want to play or you didn't want to play. I know that Ian Desmond isn't playing. I know that Mike Leake isn't playing. There's a lot of guys who have kind of fallen away and said, well, I'm just not going. It's not worth it for me. I got, you know, young kids at home or a pregnant wife, or I got a situation in life that I don't want to do this and you know, risk it and bring it home. You know, people can make their own decisions. And that's fine. But for Blake Snell to come out and say, you know, I'm not taking the pay cut, and then to say, well, I'll play only if it's safe. He was going to be making millions anyway. You know, so which one is it? Is it that you'll play if you get paid your money, or is it that you'll play only if it's safe, right? And the bottom line is, it's the former. I mean, he was bitching about the dollars well before a lot of the other players were. And, you know, now he's going to get his games. You know, he's reported to camp. I talked to Mark Topkin, Tampa Bay Times, terrific Rays beat man and insider on my podcast this week. And, you know, Snell is in camp, but he rubbed people the wrong way. The players are not angels in all that fighting. They are not angels. In fact, I thought the players were idiots for not taking the deal before the deal that made it all happen. It was ridiculous. They could have just made more money. But either way, they figured it out for now. I don't think the players and owners are on any kind of extra footing here, extra same page type of a thing. I think they're still going to fight. I think they're going to go on strike. But for now, for the here and now, we need baseball. June, July, unfortunately, the prime months of baseball. Tomorrow, as we record this, is July 4th. What do you think of Stars and Stripes and picnics and boats and golf and all the rest? You think of America's birthday? You think of baseball. You get triple headers and quadruple headers. Baseball blew it by not playing in June and July. Worst case scenario, having the spring training for a couple of weeks in June and kicking off, and maybe, you know, tomorrow could have been the start of the season on July 4th. How special would that have been for a red, white, and blue baseball return? But again, these guys are absolute scumbags for arguing over money during a pandemic. You get, you know, 40-plus million Americans are unemployed. We're having a mini recession. You know, COVID-19, I think most of us at this point know what it is. I'm not trying to be insensitive with what I'm about to say. But COVID-19, to me, and I'm not a medical expert, I'm not a Fauci, I'm not all these other people screaming and yelling from the hills in terms of what's going on in the hospital. I know that the front lines are working hard. I know it's been serious for some, but I have not changed my stance whatsoever. I think it's something, not everything. I think a vaccine would help, but it's not going to be the end-all be-all because we have flu vaccines and people still die from that. What I think COVID-19 is at this particular point is it is a vicious, vicious virus for the elderly. And then for everybody who's younger than, I don't know, 60, 55, 50-ish, it basically, what matters is what your immune system is. If you get it and you're young, look, young people can get it. I'm not poo-pooing that. But if you're young and you get it, but you have a really good immune system, you're done with it in 3 to 5 days. I know multiple people who have gotten it. Again, I'm not being insensitive. Thoughts and prayers to all the people who have died out there. You know, thoughts and prayers to all the people who have had to fight it and have survived and have gone through it. The frontline workers are amazing. People who are doing things in the restaurants with the curbside pickup and everything, trying to keep the economy going. Small business people who are grinding and doing their mask wearing, which, my God, those masks are a pain in the ass. And we are going to have a lot of breathing diseases later on. You can count on that as well. We're going to have a lot of pulmonary issues from wearing these freaking masks every day. But I think COVID is that right now. I think it's something, not everything. I think it attacks the elderly. You know, hopefully this thing will disappear. I know we've had upticks in Arizona, Florida, some of these other states. People are worried about it. But I also think that we're not getting all the information still. I think it's a mainstream media tool. It adds more fighting to our country, CNN versus Fox. It adds website versus website. It adds talk show versus talk show. It adds podcast versus podcast. People using the COVID now to be political. People arguing Republican, Democrat. People, are you left? Are you right? Are you up, down? Are you liberal? Are you not? Mainstream media. It's just become a shit show, and COVID-19 is just adding to it. Unfortunately, we've had the social unrest on top of it. 2020 has been horrible, and I just hope that we're going to be a better America. I hope that we're all going to work through it. I hope that people understand how hard it has been for black people in this country. I have had many, many black people on, members of the black community, black friends, black people in the in the media who have talked to me at length about it. I have been accused in a personal conversation over text messages by who I thought was a close friend of mine, who said I wasn't doing enough, who basically came at me from every possible direction and accused me of not being like somebody else in a media market that I'm not really a part of anymore, which is absolute bullshit. I have used my platform to talk about this. I have had Herb Ruffin on from the African-American school at Syracuse University. I have had Renee Washington on. I have had Kevin Ryans on. I've had Jordan Watkins on. I have had multiple members of the black community. I am in Black Lives Matter. I am all for it. I want equality. I am sickened over the George Floyd video. I am sickened over the multiple murders of black members. I am sickened over police brutality. I am sickened over the whole thing. So if anybody thinks that I haven't used this platform to help with the cause, to try and help different things, I have also done little things that I have not advertised. For example, when I order Chipotle with my wife, there is a civil rights group where you can up your order. So if it's, 1923, right, is your total, but you can up it to $20, that money will go to that group in terms of fighting and raising funds for the black community in the fight for Black Lives Matter. So there are things going on that I don't publicize that I do. But if anybody thinks that I'm not doing enough, don't listen to me. Don't follow me. I'm not going to fight with you about it. I know that I'm doing it. And I know that, I've had guests on. I know that I've raised things. I know that I've raised topics to people. I know that I've had people on from the black community to talk about it. And 2020 has been a really, really hard year. And it's easy for people in quarantine to just quickly fight over this. It's quickly for them to fight over social issues, what political views you have. It's easy to fight over COVID. Stop doing it. Unfortunately, as we approach America's birthday, we've never fought more than we have now. We're facing maybe more adversity in a year than we ever have, and all we do is fight. So hopefully we'll get past all this. COVID, social unrest, all the stuff, economy, politics, more adversity we face, the more we fight, and the more we post on social media, and the more we argue with each other. And it's a sad state of affairs, and hopefully we can get past it all. And, maybe 2021 will be a grand year, and we'll get out of 2020. Thanks for listening to the ML Sports Platter. That's my Major League Baseball preview. Again, if we have a season to review, my division winners in the American League, Yankees, Twins, Astros, Wild Cards, Rays, and A's. In the NL, Braves, Brewers, LA Dodgers, Wild Cards, or Nats and Phillies. And my awards, of course, going to Francisco Lindor, MVP of the American League, Cy Young, Blake Snell. Over in the National League, it's going to be Bryce Harper, MVP, and Cy Young Award winner, Walker Buehler. And in the League Championship Series, Yankees over the A's, Dodgers over the Braves, and the Dodgers over the Yankees. In the World Series. Thanks for listening again. ML Sports Platter all over the major platforms like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you download, subscribe, leave feedback, and a 5-star review. We are brought to you by our great, great friends at Hides of Liverpool, Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State, Ryan W. Hanlon of Howard Hanna Real Estate, and our awesome, awesome friends at Pelra Contracting, A to Z Contracting Needs with Pelra Contracting. Log on to PelraContracting.com today. For all of your roofing needs, composite decks, and more, you can call them right off the website. They are always open. Pelra Contracting, a proud sponsor of the ML Sports Platter. And hey, as I always tell you, whenever they get back in full, enjoy the games.
So we're here at Marshall's with Liz for some holiday shopping.
She's really nailing it this year, isn't she?
Oh, yep. She's got a record player for Amy.
A gorgeous cozy sweater for Jason.
And some hot pink fluffy slippers for her sister.
The perfect gift.
Wait a sec.
She's getting a pair for herself.
Well, with prices this good, it would be rude not to.
You know what? She totally deserves it.
Oh, totally.
Happy holidays, everyone. See you at Marshall's.
Fabulous brands.
Feel good prices at Marshall's.
Lowe's Provember event is back. In celebration of pros, we're offering special values on top tools to get any job done right. Head into Lowe's and check out the largest selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories. Right now, you can get a guaranteed tough DeWalt 20-volt max bear tool free when you buy a DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kit. Shop in-store or order online. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Valid through 1/5 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.